Welcome to Nuggets of Wisdom with Pastor Martha Henderson, where the Word of God is spoken in truth without reservation, and His wisdom is imparted to the listeners. Today's message is entitled, The Unexpected Coming of the Lord, coming from Matthew chapter 24, verse 36.
Coming again so soon. Don't let him catch you with your work undone. Don't let him catch you with your work undone. Don't let him catch you with your work undone. Coming again so soon. Oh, be ready when he comes. Be ready when he comes. Be ready when he comes. Coming again so soon. Coming again so soon. He's coming again so soon. Coming again so soon. Don't let him catch you with your work undone. He's coming. He's coming again so soon. He's coming again so soon. Glory. Coming again so soon. You better be ready. Be ready. He coming again so soon. Oh, be ready when he come. Be ready when he come. Be ready when he come. He coming again so soon. Praise the Lord. I want to talk to you this morning from Matthew's 24, starting at the 36th verse. But of that day and hour knows no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the day of Noah was, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the day that were before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. I want to use for a thought, amen, the unexpected coming of Christ. And I thought about this and meditated on it because we prepare for everything. Yes. Even here on earth, when we get a job, we look for a job with a lot of great benefits. And we look for insurance and stuff. And even many people, amen, they will go out and they will find them a bearer of insurance to make sure that everything is taken care of, that when they leave this world, amen, that they will leave no burden on the family. Yeah. But I thought about then, I said, but God, how many are preparing for your coming?
My Lord.
Amen. How many are really preparing for the coming of the Lord? And this word here, unexpected, means not expected or regarded as likely to happen.
Yeah.
We know that we're living in a time and an hour that people are living like, amen, this is not regarded and it is not likely to happen. Glory to God. But I want you to know, glory to God, he's coming.
Yes.
He came for somebody last night. He came for somebody this morning.
Oh, yes.
And he'll be coming again so soon.
Yes.
Amen. So he's coming, glory to God. And I just wonder today, glory to God, how many are preparing, glory to God, to spend eternity in heaven.
My
or how many, glory to God, don't know. But if you're not living according to the word of God, you would definitely spend eternity in hell.
Oh, yes.
So many people, glory to God, has gotten confused and got messed up with the gospel. People make people feel like that they can just make it to heaven
any kind of way. Yes.
You cannot make it to heaven any kind of way.
Oh, yes.
We know here, glory to God, hallelujah, the Bible lets us know. He said, no one knows, however, what that day, they don't know when that day and hour will come.
Yes.
Neither the angels in heaven nor the Son. The Father alone knows. Only the Father alone knows, glory to God, when that day will be.
Yes.
And we look here, glory to God, the angels are finite, amen, creatures with limited knowledge. They have limited knowledge. Mm. They don't even know, glory to God, the days before the flood, that was eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage until the day of Noah entered into the ark.
Yeah.
They were wicked. And when we look today, this is exactly what we are seeing. We see a lot of wickedness, glory to God. Even though the pandemic is in the land,
it's still
not changing a lot of folks,
glory
to God. It's so sad they are not changing. They're still doing, glory to God, they're going on in their routine ways, amen. Yes, they're wearing their masks, glory to God, hallelujah. But what, glory to God, are you wearing in your heart?
Glory.
Somebody ought to shout glory.
Yes,
and I'm telling you, glory to God, hallelujah, it ain't no time to be wicked now. It's time to know that, glory to God, Jesus Christ is coming back.
Yes.
And then, glory to God, they went through the routine of life as if they was going to live forever. And when we see that today, we see the same thing happening today. They going in the routine of life like they're going to live forever, glory to God.
Oh, yeah.
And especially our young people, glory to God. They not afraid, glory to God, because it used to be a time when preachers preached, they put the fear of God in the hearts of people. And now, glory to God, they done took sin out of the message.
Glory
to God, they done took repentance out of the message. Glory to God, hallelujah. And everything now, glory to God, is just smooth and buttered up. But I come to tell y'all, you can't live any kind of way and expect to go to heaven. And I come to tell you, glory to God, that hell is real. I don't care what the preachers say. I don't care whether they preach it or don't preach it. Hell is real. Glory to God, hallelujah. And then, listen here, they went on through the routine of life as if they was going to live forever. The flood was coming. They was warned the flood was going to come. And I want you to know, glory to God, hallelujah, we the Miracle Deliverance Temple Church, we was warned 2 weeks, glory to God, before this thing hit.
Amen.
God said, tell the people, glory to God, they won't hearken to my word, but glory to God, I'm going to smite them with plague.
Yes,
and glory to God, within 2 weeks that thing happened, just like God said. And I hear preachers, glory to God, are saying, where is the prophets? I don't know where the real prophets is, but I know what God told me.
Yes,
he told me within 2 weeks, glory to God, that was going to be a smiting of the plague, glory to God. And that thing happened just like God said. And I come to tell you, glory to God, hallelujah, if we live right and we do right, God will warn us and God will let us know what's coming upon the faith of this earth, glory to God. And listen here, glory to God, and when it came, when the flood came, they was unprepared. They were not prepared. And I want to say today, are you prepared? Have you, glory to God, hallelujah, repented of your sin? Have you turned your back on sin and turned to God? Have you asked him to come into your heart and be your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Glory to God, hallelujah, and turn your back, glory to God. I know they ain't preaching to you and telling you, glory to God, you got to turn your back on sin. You got to turn your back on sin. Glory to God, hallelujah. The Bible lets us know the wage of sin is death, but the gift of God, it is eternal life. Somebody ought to shout glory. And I come to tell you, glory to God, you can't live any kind of way and expect to go to heaven, glory to God. They was unprepared. This is the way it would be when Jesus Christ come, glory to God. What they failed to realize, Noah was building the ark. The ark was a type of safety. The ark was the type and shadow of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Glory to God, hallelujah. But they wouldn't come on.
Jesus.
They wouldn't get on the ark, glory to God. But after a while, it started to rain.
Jesus.
I want you to know we're warning you.
Yes.
We are warning you through messages. Messages are being preached. Not all preachers, glory to God, done took down. Not all preachers are compromising. There are still preachers out here that preaching the unadulterated word of God. And what they doing, they warning you. Just like Noah was warning his generation.
declaration and letting them know it's going to rain. Come on in the ark. No, they kept on doing what they want to do. And that's what this generation doing today. They keep on living just like they want to live. Oh, come on, fornicating, committing adultery, glory to God. Lying, backbiting. Oh, come on, homosexuality, lesbians. Oh, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. I want you to know, glory to God, hallelujah. Ain't no unrighteousness going to enter into the kingdom. And you need to know it ain't going in.
Yes, Lord. Oh, God.
I want you to go to 2 Peter 3 and 10.
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night.
Listen what the Bible said. The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. You laying up in your bed, you sleep. You ain't expecting no thief to come. But he come when you ain't expecting him. Or somebody ought to shout, glory. And this for those that out there, glory to God. You don't believe God's word. You don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because when you are saved and you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you live every day like it's your last day. Somebody ought to shout, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why? Because you're looking for his coming. You're expecting him to come. God, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. But I want you to know, glory to God, people out there in TV land, you better get it together. You better get ready because Jesus is coming. Somebody ought to shout glory. No, we don't know the day, nor do we know the hour. But you can look at the sign of time and it let us know, glory to God, time of growing near upon us.
Yes, Jesus. Oh God.
What he said?
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night.
He said the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night.
In the which the heavens shall
in which the heavens shall
pass away
with a great noise. Mm-hmm. Come on.
And the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein.
See, listen here, glory to God. During Noah's time, glory to God, that was a flood. But the coming, glory to God, this time, glory to God, it's going to be fire.
Yeah.
Somebody going to shout glory. And honey, I come to tell you, glory to God, hallelujah. They lived it like they thought they was flood proof during Noah's time. And I want you to know they live in the day, glory to God, like they fire proof. Somebody ought to shout glory. But I want you to know, glory to God, if you don't live right, oh, hallelujah. I want you to know, glory to God, one day you're going to stand before God and you're going to have to give an account for all the deeds that have been done in your body. But you can repent now. While the blood is running warm in your vein.
Hallelujah.
I want you to read it. Corinthians for me, sister.
Yes, sir.
2 Corinthians 5 and 10.
For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
Listen what the Bible said, glory to God. This is what we all got to know, glory to God. This thing ain't in man's hand. This thing in God's hand. He said we all must appear before
the judgment seat of Christ. Yes.
You're going to have to appear. You're going to have to stand before God. And you're going to have to give an account for all the deeds that have been done in your body.
What he said. That everyone may receive the things done in his body.
Listen what the Bible said. That everyone do what?
Receive the things done in his body.
You will stand before him. And glory to God. You can't tell God. God, I didn't do that. Because you know what? Glory to God. When we look at Revelation 20 and 12. He got books kept on you. Glory to God. You ain't going to be able to lie out of this one. I know many times. Glory to God. You got people. Glory to God. They can lie out of everything that they get in. It's the way some little children here. They know how to lie out of the thing. You getting ready to whip them and they say, no, mama, I didn't do it, mama. Mama this, mama that. And after a while, mama ain't even whipping. But you can't lie out of this one. Somebody ought to shout glory. That's how come glory to God. You better get it right. While the blood is running warm in your vein. Don't you let no preacher lie to you. Don't you let nobody fool you. Don't you let nobody deceive you. You can't make it into heaven any kind of way.
Yes, Lord. Reza said,
and I saw the dead, Revelation 20 and 12, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books was open.
Yes.
And another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which was written in the book according to their works. You see, glory to God, hallelujah. You ain't gonna be able to escape. You ain't gonna be able to lie out of this one. Somebody ought to shout glory. Because the Bible said books, glory to God. And then that was a book that was opened, glory to God, which is the book of life, glory to God. And God's gonna judge you out of that book. And you ain't gonna be able to say, I didn't do that. He's gonna have the date, he's gonna have the time. Somebody ought to shout glory. When did it happen? Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. I want you to know, glory to God, he even have it down to the time when I preached this gospel to you and warned you, glory to God, that one day you would have to stand before God. Somebody ought to shout glory. It's time to preach the unadulterated word of God to God people, that they may turn from their wicked way.
Yes.
Let's go back to read 2 Corinthians 5 and 10 again.
For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. We all gonna appear.
Yes.
I gotta stand. You gotta stand. We all must appear. We all must appear.
Yes.
That's what we all better know, glory to God, hallelujah. Why people be fighting preachers from preaching the unadulterated word of God. One day you're going to wish you had a listen.
Yes, Lord.
You're going to wish, glory to God, hallelujah, that I had heard what that woman was saying. But it's going to be too late.
Glory.
Oh, somebody ought to shout glory. It's going to be sad you be in hell, glory to God. And you hear this preaching, glory to God,
glory,
that
glory.
The word that came forth to warn you. But you thought, I'm too young to die.
Jesus.
You thought, glory to God, I got long time here on earth. Oh, somebody ought to shout glory. You don't know how long you got.
Come on,
that's how come, glory to God, hallelujah. You got to live according to the word of God. You say, how do I live according to the word of God? You get, glory to God, give God your life and get you a church. Pray and ask God to send you to a Bible believing church, one that preaching the gospel, not somewhere, glory to God, hallelujah, where they preach a word that tickle your ears. Somebody ought to shout glory, because that's what folk looking for now. Oh, come on, glory to God, they want to be popular, they want to be important, so they go somewhere, glory to God, hallelujah, where they call itself got deep revelation. Somebody ought to shout glory. But the deep revelation that you need, and that is to come out of sin and turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God, hallelujah. And he will forgive you of your sin. He said in his word, if you confess, I'll be faithful and just to forgive. He'll forgive you of your sin. But after you ask him to forgive you, you can't go back doing the same thing. You got to turn your back on your sin.
Oh, yes.
You got to turn your back.
Yes.
You got to turn your back. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. What he said, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
Yes.
That everyone may receive the thing done in his body. Don't let nobody fool you.
Oh, yeah.
Don't be waiting until you're talking about, come on, somebody. The preacher, your body laying cross in front of the pulpit.
Glory, glory.
And they lying, telling your family, you going to be with the Lord, to be absent in the body, to be present with the Lord. The devil is a lie.
Yes,
how you going to be present with the Lord if you ain't been born again?
Come on.
How you going to be present with the Lord? And all this stuff that folks are preaching, glory to God, hallelujah. I want you to know, when people die, they ain't holy.
Yes, yes.
Hello, somebody. People just preaching anything. Just got people, glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, well, they with the Lord. I bet they up there shouting and no, they sleep.
That's right.
And people still sleep. God got to wake them. Somebody ought to shout glory to all this stupid stuff. That's how come people need to get in the word. You get in the word where you can know glory to God. Hallelujah. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the thing done in his body according to that he have done,
yeah,
whether it be good or bad.
Oh, yes.
You're going to have to give an account of
sure
it.
Enough.
Whether it be good or bad. You done good, you're going to give it, he going to reward you. You done bad, he going to reward you still.
Yeah.
It just ain't going to be a reward that you want. Amen. So I say to you today, glory to God, because the Lord had this heavy deal on my heart. Be ready when he comes.
Yes,
be ready. Don't go around, glory to God, hallelujah, and not prepare. Prepare yourself. Get somewhere. Repent of your sin. And get in a Bible-believing church. Amen.
Oh, yes.
Turn from your wicked way. Don't be like the generation, glory to God, of Noah. Noah preached and they kept on doing just what they want to do. Marrying, giving in marriage.
That's right.
Drinking. Look today, they're doing the same thing because they don't feel like nothing's going to happen. I say again, because glory to God, God showed me that there's another plague that's going to come.
Glory.
And I'm not talking about, glory to God, hallelujah, what CNN saying. I'm talking about what God showed me. Glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, come on, glory to God, hallelujah. So if there ever been a time, glory to God, that you need to turn your back on sin, it is now. God bless you. Glory to God. Until again on next Sunday, I say unto you, find your way.
Yes,
to a Bible-believing church.
Yes.
Turn your back on sin.
Oh, yes.
And turn to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, I once was lost, oh, but now I'm found. I was blind, oh, but now I see. Oh, amazing grace, Lord, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, I once was lost, oh, but now I'm found. I was blind, oh, but now I see. Oh, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God for saving me. Oh, praise God. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God for saving me. Glory to God.
Join us next time for another episode of Nuggets of Wisdom with Pastor Martha Henderson. Thanks so much for listening.